Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Smoke here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Tara Linda Willis. She's the CEO and co-founder for Curate Solutions, a Madison-based software company. Tara Linda, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Alex. Happy to be here.
So, previously had your husband Dale on the show to discuss your company, and we kind of focused on the technology side of what you guys do. And I'm glad to have you on the show as well to talk a little more about the funding side and the financials of your company.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. You guys recently completed a round of investment funding for $1.65 million. Can you talk about how that went, you know, how long it took, and kind of what your strategy was?
Sure. So it was about a six-month process to raise those funds. And as part of that, we decided to go out and raise this money because we want to expand into all 50 states. So we're currently in, I hope I'm getting this right, but 22 states.
Okay.
And we have picked those up really organically based on customer demand. But we really want to be able to provide this service really quickly into all 50 states as we're looking at some more national level contracts who want us to be in all regions at all the same time.
Gotcha. So what's your outreach going to be like? You're going to be obviously using some of these funds to support that expansion. How are you reaching new customers that's different from the way you were before?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do a few different things to, you know, not everybody is impacted by what's happening at municipalities, so we're careful in who we reach out to and who we connect with. At the end of the day, we use our own software as we pull through these meeting agendas and minutes and see who's talking at the community, who's impacted by the decisions that are being made, and kind of plan our outreach strategy based on that.
Hmm. Interesting. So you're using your own platform to kind of determine who to reach out to even.
We're a crafty bunch.
Cool. So I know you said you're going to be trying to expand, you know, to all 50 states. You talked a bit about your plan for that, but talk a little more about your customers. Who are they exactly, and what's your strategy for connecting with them?
Yeah, so customers are set up into two different buckets, and in the software at the end of the day is the same for both, but if we think about it and we talk about it, it's two separate groups. So the group we started with is people in the construction space, so we work with a lot of general contractors and engineers, architects, developers, real estate loan officers at banks, like anybody who's impacted and wants to know about new construction activity. Hmm. They're so often named in municipality data that we're able to connect with them. We share or building and aggregating this information. They typically have a process to do this themselves. Hmm. So in this area, a lot of people tell me they read the Madison Plan Commission, but there's no way they could also get to Verona and Sun Prairie and Wanakee and, you know, all those other areas that are expanding potentially even faster than Madison is just because of land development. So that's a fairly easy conversation to have, just like we're just doing things differently. And then on the lobbying side, we're working with associations who are impacted by property or changes to property or changes to municipality rules and regulations, or private business that are impacted by those decisions.
I see. You mentioned you are in about 22 states. Is that mostly, are they clustered in, around the Midwest, moving outwards from here, or are you kind of randomly across the country?
Well, we tried to stay clustered, but you tend to go where your customers are.
Of
so
course.
Right now we're in everything from the state of Washington to the state of New York and all the way down to Texas. So it's very heavy Midwest, but it certainly is smattering all over the place.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. So I guess looking ahead for you guys, what's up next? I want to ask you about any potential future plans for fundraising or any other future plans. What are you most excited for aside from what we've talked about already?
Yeah, can a girl get a break talking about fundraising?
I guess not.
It's an important part of the business. We understand that. Obviously, it's my job to make sure that we're well-financed.
Mm-hmm.
So So this round will take us between 18 and 24 months is our prediction. We plan to be in all 50 states and really continue to dive deep into that, making a lot of progress on some of our automation pieces as well, as that's a really important part of our business. I tend to be a little bit more here and now than so much into the future because I have to make things work today. Mm-hmm. But we certainly were just excited about getting into all 50 states and really pushing forward, and then we'll see what the future holds then.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I think we should leave it there. Tara Linda, thank you so much for coming on the show again, and I'll be sure to follow your guys' progress, and please keep us posted with anything new you guys are doing.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now, stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.